o'clock a.m. It's Thursday morning, and welcome to WMFO Medford. The show will begin right after this.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
And your friends right here on WMFO. Like I said, I'm here for the next 2 hours. On the second hour, or from 9 to 10, I'll be spotlighting one individual artist that I hope you like quite a bit. I know I do. I think he's wonderful. And it's going to be a little trivia question from 8 to 9 o'clock. Who will it be? I'll give you a hint. He was born in Michigan, and he was on Motown Records. So that's the first couple little snippets of a hint. Remember, call me at 855-915-9636. I'll play music that you want to hear. This is live radio. This is Tufts University Freeform Radio. And this is Jim Sturgis on the radio. He's singing a song written by Paul McCartney and John Lennon. It's called I've Just Seen a Face, and this is WMFO Medford.
I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time, a place where we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. I'd have been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been a word. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. Die, 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 die. Falling, yes, I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again. I have never known the like of this. I've been alone, and I have missed things and kept out of sight. But other girls were never quite like this. Falling, yes, I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again.
Jim Sturgis playing it fast and playing it close to the vest, I'd say. This is WMFO in Medford. I'm Vin Magazzini, and I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear any song that you want to hear. That was from Across the Universe. It looks like it's a collection of songs that that have been put out about the Beatles. And it's Jim Sturgis, of course, doing I've Just Seen a Face. And I've just seen a face. I just can't forget the time or place where we just met. I love that song. I always did. Paul McCartney's played that at Fenway Park this past summer. My daughter said it was one of her favorite songs. And she loves it. She keeps playing it and playing it and playing it. And I love it too. This is WMFO. Like I said before, my radio show is syndicated on one station. This one, 91.5 FM. And I love to play music for you. I love to hear requests from you. And hey, you know, let's stop the war in the Ukraine. Let's stop the fighting. And think about that. Think about all the people who have died unnecessarily because of the ridiculous fighting, the sad fighting, the deaths. And I don't bring you down, but I do want you to, hey, rise up and keep this in mind. You are part of the change in life. You are part of the future. So this is WMFO Medford. I hope you enjoy the song. It's going out to all fellow Ukrainians and fellow Americans and citizens of the world. I hope you are one of them, because guess what? You are.
Saw myself as you knew me. when the change came and you had a chance to see through me. Though the other side is just the same, you can't tell my dream is real. Because I love you, can you?
Thank you.
Lover, there will be another one who'll hover over you beneath the sun. Tomorrow, see the things that never today. When you see me fly away without you, shadow on the things you know, feathers fall around you and show you the way to go. It's over. It's over. Ooh. Nestled in your wings, my little one, this special morning brings another sun. Tomorrow, see the things that never come today. It's over. It's over.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
stop dreaming of the quiet life. Is there someone you'll never know? Quit running for a runaway bus, 'cause those rosy days are few. Yeah, stop apologizing for the things you've never done. 'Cause time is short, life is cruel. It's up to us to change this town called Malice. Rows and rows of disused milk was undying in the dairy yard, and 100 lonely housewives clutched shifty milk bottles to their hearts. Hanging out their roll of letters on the line to dry. It's enough to make you stop believing. The tears come fast, the fuel is in a town called. Against the co-op to have a cut down a beer around the kids that will give. It's a big decision. The ghost of a steam train echoes down my track. It's at the moment bound for nowhere, just going round and round. Playground kids and creaking swings, lost off the rim of breeze. You're going for hours and I probably will. You're a push and jar back in this town called Malice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This town called Malice.
Right there, Paul Weller with A Town Called Malice from Days of Speed. We started the show off with Jim Sturgess with I've Just Seen a Face from Across the Universe. We heard Pink Floyd with Hey Hey Rise Up. That's for the people of Ukraine. Neil Young was in there with On the Way Home from Sugar Mountain live at Canterbury House, 1968. We heard a demo version of from Deja Vu, a song called Birds, a demo version featuring Neil Young and Graham Nash. And right there was Paul Weller with Town Called Malice from Days of Speed. This is WMFO in Medford, and I'll be playing new stuff, old stuff. In the next hour, I'll be playing songs from a person who was named Steve Land Hardaway Morris Judkins. That's my next clue. So from 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock, I'll be playing music influenced and performed by Steve Land Hardaway Morris Judkins. Who can that be? I'm going to carry on right now with the song by the Mekons. I hope you enjoy it. This is WMFO Medford.
Everybody's so in love.
I love the name. When you're up late at night, that's when the public service comes on. That's when you get things like anti-alcoholism commercials, you know. Get him off our highways! Sure, he's good. Reduces the population. Who's watching at 4 a.m? Drunks. And you have those pathetic ones that really put you right down, you know. Hello, I have one kidney. I'm gonna die next week. Give me a dollar. That's Kidney, Box 416, Radio City Center. I always choose an appropriate thing. Huh? Kumsuk is a 15-year-old Korean child who has never eaten. Won't you help? That's Hunger, Box 861. That's Ricketts, Box 12B, Radio City. It's always Radio City. It's a little cubbyhole. They stuff all the mail in. How many people are really scampering around for a pencil? Whoa, I got my pencil. What is that, hunger? Oh, I missed it now. I missed the Korean orphan now. And I blew MS yesterday. Now CP I can't get. And I got a heart fund check to write, you know. I look forward to the day when they will not ask private citizens for donations to do what should be done by all of our treasure. You know what they're showing again.
The president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
My little Margie, there, she was quick. Oh, she quick. Hello, Dad. Miss Odette and I are going to go down and cause some mischief. Hello, Dad. Dad. My little Margie was the first television heroine on speed. Hello, Dad. Tremendous amount. She had the metabolism of a hummingbird. Has to eat 3 times her body weight to survive. And hello, Dad. I'm going to go down and get a steak. Keep going. Mrs. Odette's this cryptic 90-year-old woman. How, Maggie? I haven't had so much fun since, you know, she's ready to die any minute. And so she's happy for whatever she can pick up and kicks. And Willie Best, who the black guy who played the elevator operator, who personally set back race relations in this country 50 years. With his portrayal of a frightened, psychotic elevator operator. Oh, Willie, would you come with us on this mischief?
No, no, Miss Magic, I can't leave my friend.
So they had him in a permanent drug-induced state of catatonia so his eyes would roll properly through the takes. It was a hell of a thing to accomplish. And, of course, the boss, you know,
Albright, if your daughter gets in one more thing.
Remember him? Mr. Honeywell, the boss.
Albright, if
he looked like community chest, you have won $10 in the beauty contest. You know, that white mustache.
Albright, if you're not...
And, of course, the father himself, Mr. Albright, with the New England accent and the very high voice that kept him out of really being a success in talkies. Oh, Maggie! Oh, you poor old father, Maggie!
Oh, you're gonna put old Maggie, you know, this kind of impotent, castrated image of it. Oh, Maggie, where are my balls? Oh, here they are, Dad. This is our dad.
Foods. Yeah, Ed Hurley, he has been doing them for years. The recipe ones, you know, like, oh, I have run from the room at top speed. For many, why not take a nice piece of meat, put some Kraft Velveeta on it, and screw your family? Why not take a nice Frankfurter, put some cloves and parsley in there with some Kraft Velveeta and dive right in? And live there for a few months. For many years, he advertised the automats. You know, automat is sort of phasing out in New York. And it was never the food that was bad. Vegetable plate, dynamite, right? A nice, you know, Harvard beets, baked beans, right? Cream kale. How about that? It's an offbeat vegetable, isn't it? Give me some cream kale. Get out of here. Smack you right in your... It was never the automat food that it was bad. It was the company that was sort of hard to take. You sit with strangers, you know, at the tables, community tables. I used to always sit opposite an old man who has his belongings in a paper bag on the table and takes out his teeth and puts them on the table. And he generally has a story, you know. I was in Bodbell. Oh, were you, Pop? Good. Why don't you take my fish cakes? Oh, sure, you can have my cream kale. Sure, go ahead. Take the rolls and butter, too, Pop. Let's get out of here, man. Here's a commercial I hate.
Oh, I'm Peg Bracken. I hate to cook.
Do You can definitely light a match on her voice. I don't believe in capital punishment. I believe someone commits a murder, you tie him up 2 years, put headphones on him 2 years straight of Peg Bracken's voice. Oh, I'm Peg Bracken. He'll never kill again. The possible exception of Peg Bracken. You know one really horrible commercial that women should be pounding the door down? This is the Geritol. This commercial is a real loser. First of all, they're losing their old market. See, traditionally, that was the market, right? But, of course, inflation being what it is, and the fixed income being what it is, old people no longer have money to flitter away on, like Geritol. They have to squibble it away on frivolous things like food, you know.
An extra apple, good.
It's really, so, you know, and so consequently, they're, like, heading at a whole new audience now. They have this very attractive middle-aged woman, 42 or so, on television, doing things, living, acting, very pretty. And they have her husband's voice underneath going, "My wife. I don't know how she does it. Brings up the children, takes them to school, does the laundry, goes to the bathroom twice a day. Takes Geritol. My wife. I think I'll keep her." Where does he come off to have the nerve?
Was it love or nicotine that made us mellow on the 31st? It was penny paradise, just a pretty little lie, and it hit me when I saw you. Hand in hand, cold harbor line, never take it easy on the PDA. I don't miss you, least not that way, but someone better want me like that someday.
Try and help you forget, perhaps for a while, your drab, wretched lives. Here's a song all about springtime in general, and in particular about one of the many delightful pastimes that the coming of spring affords us all. Spring is here, a summering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do. Don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. La 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 la. We've gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if someday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
WMFO, Tom Lehrer, of course, with Poisoning Pigeons in the Park. Thought about Groucho Marx while he was singing that. Kind of reminded me of the great Groucho. This is WMFO in Medford, and we heard the Mekons with Millionaire from I Love Mekons. Robert Klein was Three Bits of Comedy. We heard Public Service Announcements, My Little Margie, and Commercials, all from his record Child of the 50s. Between the Robert Klein's bits, we heard the Triptides with Invitation from their record Afterglow. Then it was Joy Crooks with When You Were Mine from Skin. And of course, it was Tom Lehrer with Poisoning Pigeons in the Park from his LP, An Evening Wasted with Tom Lehrer. This is WMFO in Medford, and let's carry on with more music. But before we do, more hints about who I'll be spotlighting from 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock. He was born in Saginaw, Michigan, and his first records were from the early 1960s, and one of his first big songs was a song called Fingertips. Think about it, and I hope you can get it, and call me at 855-915-9636, and we'll give you an imaginary prize if you can guess who will be spotlighted from 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock. This is WMFO in Medford, and I hope there's sunshine where you are, because some places there ain't no sunshine.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, hey, I'll leave the young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. It's not warm when he's away. No sunshine when he's gone, and he's always gone too long. Anytime he goes away, wonder this time where he's gone. Wonder if he's gonna stay. 'Cause ain't no sunshine when he's gone. Darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone, and he's always gone too long. Anytime he goes away, yeah, yeah. Oh, when he's gone, he's always gone too long.
She goes. choose to wear when you find a love. Why hold out for more?
Here comes sunshine.
This is WMFO Medford, and fading off in the background is the Grateful Dead with Here Comes Sunshine Live. Here are all the songs you've heard on the first hour of today's program. We started off way, way back at 8 o'clock with Jim Sturgis singing I've Just Seen a Face from Across the Universe. Then it was Pink Floyd with Hey Hey Rise Up featuring Andrea Kalanokyuk of Boombox. Then it was Neil Young, On the Way Home from Sugar Mountain, live at Canterbury House, 1968. We heard Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, a song called Birds. It was a demo version from the Deluxe Deja Vu collection. Paul Weller was in there with Town Called Malice from Days of Speed. The Mekongs gave us Millionaire from I Love Mekongs. We heard Three Bits of Comedy from Robert Klein from Child of the 50s. We heard Public Service Announcement, My Little Margie, and Commercials. Triptides gave us Invitation from Afterglow. Joy Crook sang When You Are Mine from Skin. Smile at the Brixton Sun, don't forget to do that. Tom Lehrer sang about Poisoning Pigeons in the Park from Another Evening. An Evening Wasted with Tom Lehrer. Bill Withers gave us Ain't No Sunshine from the Ultimate 70s 1971 collection. Emily King sang Ain't No Sunshine from East Side Story. And of course, John Mayer doing a live rendition of Ain't No Sunshine from back in 2012. And in the background, the wonderful Grateful Dead singing Here Comes Sunshine from 1973 from the Pacific Northwest collection. And It's fading away in the background slowly but surely. This is WMFO in Medford. We're a free-form service of Tufts University. Thank you, Tufts, for doing this service. We greatly appreciate it. The outgoing president, Tony Monaco, we thank you especially. You've been great for all these years. And Tufts University. We broadcast from Curtis Hall in Medford. You can hear us all around the Boston area, from about Boston to Cambridge, Arlington, Medford, Somerville, Woburn, Stoneham, and it stops about there, but you can pick us up on WMFO.org all around the world and in the meta universe. And so, this is WMFO in Medford, and if you want to be part of this show, call 855-915-9636 and give me a request. I want to hear what you want to hear. After this PSA, we're going to have another hour of music, and there'll be a spotlight on someone from Michigan. So, WMFO in Medford, here is the wonderful PSA that I just mentioned coming your way in just a moment. Remember, you are tuned live, radio, WMFO, Medford.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-10-9-10-4.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzzed driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzzed driving, because buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And your friends right here on WMFO, stay safe out there. Be conscious of your fellow human beings. Okay, the person that I hinted at from 8 o'clock to, it's now 8:58, is the winner of three Grammy Awards. From the first one was 1974, then it was 1975, and then 1977. One of the great American artists, one of the great artists, period, of popular music. He was born back in 1923, and wow, he is one of the truly greats. If you don't have his 1970s classic records, I highly recommend any of them. Innervisions won the Grammy. Fulliness, first finale, won the second Grammy. And Songs in the Key of Life, that's 1974, 1975, and 1977. Stevie Wonder won the Grammy Album of the Year. And without further ado, here is the wonderful Stevie Wonder. This is WMFO Medford.
Don't you know I'm wondering, little girl, I'm wondering, how can I make you love me a little more than you love me?